Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show, everybody. I'm John.
I'm Jake.
And we are here with the second segment of the show. We got a good thing going today. I mean, this is a fun talk. We're talking about the 50 AE and the Monster Round, the 50 Action Express. And we spent our first segment talking about that. But we want to let everybody know this segment of the Gunsmith Show is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Jacob, tell us about Tri-County Roofing.
Yeah, Tim and the crew over there can get your house roofed, house, business, shed, barn, whatever needs a roof, they can put a roof on it.
Pretty much everybody needs a roof some type. Even squirrels need a roof. You know what I mean?
They do.
They hollow out
trees. They could
probably
roof out some squirrel houses or bird houses for you.
Yeah, I don't think
810-732-7740. Give them a call today and get your house scheduled up, especially with these storms.
Oh, man.
We've had. Do you have a roof leak somewhere? Do you have hail damage? Whatever it may be. Tim and the crew can get you covered, 732-7740.
Commercial, residential, they do it all. So great folks to work with, and I've been working with them for years. So now we're talking today on the Gunsmith Show about, we're going to discuss now the Magnum Research Desert Eagle.
Yeah.
So iconic handgun. I really don't know how else to explain it. If you're lose your anchor for your boat, you could tie a rope on it and use it as an anchor. It'd probably hold your vessel well, but a fun gun for sure. I have always admired them, and now that we have them, they're a lot of fun. You know, they're like you. What do you think of yours, Jacob?
No, I like it a lot. It's heavy. I don't have a holster for it because it would pull my pants down, so I just carry it.
You need to get one of them cross-chest holsters.
Yeah, one day. But then finding one left-handed for Desert Eagle, that's a whole other.
Have you tried fitting it in those left-handed holsters you bought?
No.
He got a deal contender on an auction holster. Site. He got five contender holsters, but they're left-handed. And he's like, what am I going to do with these?
I don't have a contender.
No, but I bet you it holds a Desert Eagle.
It might. Get the holsters wet, it might fit.
So. I don't know. Grease it up a little bit. But who knows? But but it's pretty cool. Now, the Desert Eagle came out way back the same year I met my wife, 1983, right?
Well, it was the patent was filed in 83.
Yeah.
And it almost didn't go anywhere because the guy who filed the patent didn't have a gun company. He just designed a gun.
Really?
Yeah. So his name was Bernard White. He created this new handgun. It was gas-operated. Twin recoil springs, little gas piston underneath it that powered the, to hold Magnum cartridges, but he had nobody to make it.
Wow.
Which is pretty
unique,
unique and creative.
That's
right?
A very creative soul right there. Uncle Bernie, we'll call him.
Yeah. So, so after finally reaching out and trying to find manufacturers, he found, which Bernard White had Magnum Research. He teamed up with Israeli Military Industries to start productions.
Well, good. They were good. I mean, back then they were producing, back then I worked in a gun shop in Florida and our Uzis were the hottest selling things in the stores.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Uzis were in IWI was huge or IMI, not IMI, IWI. Yeah. They were huge. And, so they were iconic. They had enough horsepower behind them to make it happen.
Yeah.
And
the first ones hit the market in 84.
Yep.
It was called the Desert Eagle Mark I. It was advertised as invented, patented, and marketed by Magnum Research, but manufactured and developed by IWI.
Wow.
Or, I'm sorry, IMI.
Yeah, it's IWI. IWI. You're right.
Yeah. So, but what I didn't realize because of the, it's just before I was born, so I just from stuff I've always seen, the first ones were only in 357 Magnum.
Yeah.
So it didn't, the 44 Magnum didn't come out until 1986. And what they did at the time, they sold conversion kits. If you had the 357, they sold you a conversion kit to fit into a 44 Magnum.
Yeah.
So you could do a whole new, all that. Interesting though.
My brother-in-law, Grant, his brother, Tommy, had a 357. And that was the first one I had ever seen.
Ah.
And
they had a 10 plus one capacity, which was insane thinking most revolvers were either a five or a six shot, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and 6-inch barrels, the 44 Magnum had a nine plus one capacity.
Yeah. Big guns. Big guns.
That's major.
And you just didn't think a rimmed cartridge would fit into a magazine and work properly. But when you load the magazine right on the butt, you had to be careful.
Yeah.
You load the magazine right, just like anything, you got to be careful with them. But what a gun, you know? Yeah. And here's the crazy part, the list price. If you couldn't tell them, this is a shocker. What did they cost back then?
Back then, list price was $559.
Man.
What, yeah. I mean, back then, okay, late 80s, what was...
Well, in the middle 80s, like when I went to the gun shop... Yeah. I would have...
What was it? What did an Uzi sell for?
Well, an Uzi was $550 in the blue pack.
Okay.
Now that had like 3 32-round magazines, and it was a mini Uzi. It was the most sought-after one because Invasion USA was big. Sure. And this is in South Florida where Chuck Norris lived anyway, so it was the gun of choice. Everybody wanted those shoulder holsters under that they slung underneath arms. So, but...
There's some guy named Billy Ray down there still spouting that around. Yeah.
Billy Bob.
Yeah, so, he's out there shooting gators every night.
Cooter.
32-round mags.
But you got, we had Lugers, German Lugers in the case for $450. You know, that's what they were.
Okay, what was the standard 1911 running?
Well, back then, like the police force in our town could either use Smith & Wesson 686s or 586s.
Okay.
4-inch, 357 Magnums, or they could buy... a 1911, but then they approved the county I lived in approved Astra A80s in 45 because they needed higher capacity because the drug problems were so bad.
Oh.
And the Astra A80 in 45 was a 10 round 45.
Yeah.
Well,
what were those back then?
$300. Oh, they were okay. Like $299 and the police could afford them. And if you're a police officer, we gave you a deal on them at the gun shop.
Okay.
You know?
So this was almost.
Yeah, it was a substantial
more,
price.
Which is what they really run now compared to a 1911.
And back then, I mean, my rent back then for a house in Florida was $220 a month, you know?
Right. Times have changed.
So, yeah, times have changed. Now it'd be $2,200 a month for half that place. But, yeah. Anyways, but by 1987, they had even made a new version called the Mark 7.
Yeah. They skipped.
They skipped a few
through six. I don't know if Mark VII looks better on a gun.
It might. You know, maybe. It looks a little like I'm Marcus Decimus Meridius, or
right?
Maximus Decimus Meridius, not Marcus. But then they came out with the 41 Magnum.
Yeah.
And the 41 Magnum at the time was a hot commodity.
And also,
the 57 Smiths, the Ruger, you know, Blackhawks.
But silhouette shooting was really big. Then
it was
too.
Big. Yep. Yeah. Long range handgun shooting was big. And my brother-in-law, Grant's brother, Tommy, got the 41 Magnum, too. It was nice. It was, you know, an upgrade, you know.
Yeah.
And he was a good guy. He was a non-vet. We had wonderful talks about guns over the years. He's since passed now. But those longer barrels made a big difference in that long-range silhouette shooting.
Well, because they offered the option of a 10 or a 14-inch barrel also.
And those 14-inch barreled ones, that's what they were for. They were for shooting steel silhouettes, and the 41 Magnum had enough knockdown power with that 210 grain flat nose bullet that it would hit the targets at long range and knock them over because they're steel silhouettes. You had to knock them over.
I'm trying to think, you had revolvers then. You had what?
Super Blackhawks with
Blackhawks
the 10
inch barrels.
10 right? And a half inch barrels. Yeah. That was the best one.
Or a Contender.
Yep. And in Contenders, yeah, but the revolvers were nice because they were just, you know,
because it's your second shot.
You got six of them, you know, so yeah. They're nice. But the, but then along came the 50 AE in 1991.
Yeah.
So made a big difference in the gun.
I'm
so.
Sorry. I forgot really quick. When these first came out, 1984, the first ones hit the market.
Yeah.
By 1985, they're already in six movies. within
cool.
1 year, six movies. I mean, because they were was it Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of other ones at the time. The first year. You know how they gave the Suburban a Hollywood Walk of Fame star? Or star on Star of Fame or whatever?
A Suburban?
They gave a Chevy Suburban a star on the
Did
Hollywood
they really?
Walk of Fame because it's been in so many movies for 100 years.
Wow.
They could probably do the same thing with the Desert Eagle.
Oh, they could. Yeah. You know, and you got to think about this, how iconic it is. The Desert Eagle, you got to think of this from the movie point of view. How good is... The 50 AE, how important is it in our development of guns in America? Well, it's about as American as apple pie, when you think about it, because
the 50AE,
the 50AE. I mean,
yeah,
it
I
is
mean, 50 cal is a very American.
Yeah,
I mean,
who doesn't want a 50, a 50 GI, a 50AE, a 50 Beowulf,
a 50 BMG,
a 50 BM? Yeah, exactly. I mean, so anything 50 caliber, people love 50 caliber muzzleloaders.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We get 50 caliber bullets in our 12 gauge slugs. So I mean, these are iconic things. But when you think about that 50AE in that Desert Eagle, the most prominent movie I've ever seen that showcased it was, of course, Last Action Hero.
Well,
I think
yes, until like The Matrix came out. Remember, Matrix, the bad guys in The Matrix had all Desert Eagles too.
But I,
and not to mention, we've had a conversation about this before, the amount of video games in the past 25 years
yeah.
that have featured this gun.
But there was never a more, I mean, it was really cool at The Matrix when all the yeah. you know, going after Mr. Anderson, they all had Desert Eagles. But in Last Action Hero, when he opened up his closet and he had the rack of them in there, and he just grabbed another one, put a cigar in his mouth, shoved it in his pants, and headed out the door, it was like, and he never ran out of ammo. You know, he always had more magazines. You ever held having a 50 caliber AE magazine in your hands is like carrying a gun in itself because it's so doggone heavy.
True. It is.
You got
eight
300 grain bullets in
empty.
There.
Empty, they're almost 5 pounds.
Yeah. It's a handful. I think it should have a butt stock. And I don't know why they haven't made it into a rifle.
Well, so the 58, what I also think is really cool, because I like my 44 Magnums also.
Yeah.
2019, they introduced that 429 DE.
Yes.
Which is a 50 caliber neck down. To
yep. it's a bottleneck.
44 Magnum caliber, 429
caliber bullets.
But
it performs.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And
you can get the barrel for your gun.
Well, yeah, it's another whole thing. Right?
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm like, that's because how can you make the 50 even better? Bottleneck it.
Yeah.
There's not a larger handgun case. Yeah.
Could you imagine bottlenecking it down to 357?
They probably try.
That would be like a 357 Herit.
Yeah.
That would be a hot round.
Did you know there's also a threaded barrel option for the 50AE?
Why?
They make a 50. You can
probably put a cat can on it to keep the noise away from
you. There's their whole website shows threaded 50 caliber Desert Eagles with a suppressor on it.
Wow.
I mean, that's huge. You thought it was heavy before.
Wow.
Now you got thicker barrels.
So how much do these things cost now?
So plain ones, plain black, basic ones. MSRP is right around 2000, and they go up from there. There is at least 30 options on the website from colors and combinations.
Yeah.
And
mine's going in to get a new paint job. I'm taking mine and getting Cerakoted.
Mine's all black. I'm keeping it black.
I'm going to have mine done in not a camo pattern, but a
zebra.
Green and black. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
if you have a Desert Eagle and you like it, let us know on our Facebook page. We'll post some pictures across the weekend to let you know.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, check out our website, thegss.com. Send us an email, shooter@thegss.com, or find us on Facebook at The Gunsmith Show. But we'll be right back with more of The Gunsmith Show.